Well, and construction are also very similar, right? Yeah. Like AJ Fernandez, you know, in the New World Series and those type of things.
That's what I was thinking.
Definitely do the box press, and they do it very well.
What was the filler again?
Nicaraguan.
Nicaraguan, yeah.
Well, that is actually, you know, where I started. I said it was pretty spicy when lit, and I had guessed that it was a Nicaraguan filler. Lots of cedar. You know, good construction.
Cedar. Where did you get cedar from? Did you put it in there?
Tasting subjective.
He added the cedar.
Very good construction. Great burn line. It was very balanced, you know, in the middle of the stick. It actually turned a bit early for me, you know. So
really,
but I really liked this. It was super solid. I thought for $15, sure, absolutely. I didn't think this was overrated for that price point at all.
Yeah, Justin.
I think that I gave it like, you know, 4 out of 5, had good construction, good flavor, nice, easy draw. It was a good stick.
What about the flavor? What did you think of the flavor?
I thought it was not overly complex, but very pleasant.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have expected it to be an Oscuro. Honestly.
Yeah, I missed the Oscuro. I mean, I wrote down Maduro. So I was thinking,
Oscuro Ligero. I mean, that tracks with what I was thinking. I say that now, of course.
No, I know the answer.
I know exactly what type of fish he had.
So, definitely, I think that the spice was there for me. So, the spice and the flavor profile was there for me. So, I really enjoyed the cigar. I was thinking it was a completely different cigar than it was. I'm surprised.
3 different cigars, actually.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, it was a grab bag, for sure. But I really enjoyed this cigar. And like we said earlier, like, I have not had a cigar from Espinosa that I didn't like.
Yeah, so, I think that I was also along the same lines as Mike when I was selecting this $15 blind is – I think I had been introduced to Espinosa through the knuckle sandwich. And then once I had that enjoyable experience, I found myself in a cigar bar in at Green Bay, Wisconsin, of all places.
Ooh, got the cheese going there, eh?
You betcha, bud.
Got your cigar right there.
And so this was one of those Espinosa brands that I don't think that I had seen around here just yet, and probably more than anything because I hadn't been necessarily looking for it. And I was like, oh, you know, Espinosa makes that knuckle sandwich. You know, this is the Oscuro. Like, that's definitely in my wheelhouse from a smoking perspective. Let's try that out. And it could have been the place where I was. It could have been, you know, the experience that I was having, but it just hit on all cylinders for me, and this is something that I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
But also thought that it would be maybe a bit of a curveball for everybody else. To kind of, you know, in the spirit of having fun and pulling the tomfoolery in the blind edition.
Oh, I'm full of tomery. It's cool.
Well, I thought one surprising thing is that, you know, the two favorite cigars were both Espinosas, you know, for me, out of all the blinds. And, you know, I that says an awful lot for them.
So our next episode, we're going to do an Espinosa. Espinosa hit me up.
We'll straight this up before we get to break.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it, what you got, Justin?
Yeah.
We'll go with a 5.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover. Avenue. As slow as the willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back. We just got done talking about the second Espinosa cigar of our blind tasting.
What is it again?
It was the Espinosa Laranja Oscuro. Oh.
And we gave it a 5 rating. Which is very interesting that two of our producers got the same brand cigar for the $15
completely blend. Unplanned.
Completely That's right. unplanned. That's how this works. Yeah, they did not talk to each other.
I would go back to either one of those for $15.
Yeah, absolutely. I would go back to them
all day long.
So, Justin, Mr. 88 degrees and sunshine, and in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
You had the hurricane come through, yeah?
Yeah, missed me.
Oh, well, that settles it. How about them apples?
Very grateful that it missed me.
So let's take a second here and talk about blind tastings.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I like is it just trues everything up. It just cuts through all of the marketing fluff.
The BS.
All of the, you know, just, yeah. And it just whittles everything down to, do you like what's in your hands?
Right.
You know, and
I think if we did more blind tastings, a lot of the larger companies that have larger ratings would not have larger ratings. I really feel like if people were honest about what they think about cigars, instead of you have a 100-point scale to go from, what makes it a 95 or a 96? I mean, that's why we do 5. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like George Carlin said, why are inflammable, flammable, and non-flammable? Why are there 3? Either the thing flams or it doesn't. You know, and I think that's how we should approach this, because one, we're not going to kiss ass for anybody. We're just not going to do it. We're going to be honest. You like us or you don't like us. And I think that is what really makes these blinds happen for us, is that I like a cigar and I go, Mike, I love this cigar. Here, you try it. And you go, I think it sucks.
I think it sucks.
And then I go, Benjamin, try this cigar. Try the cigar. And you go, oh, I like it.
Ooh, what's this?
Yeah. And so it's like you never really know what you're going to get when you're just handed a cigar. And I think even though with a lot of events that we do, like PCA, Big Smoke, like all these other different events that we go to, we're just handed cigars and we don't know what they are, you know?
And I don't, you know, honesty, sure, but I think a more dialed in term would be bias.
Sure.
Right. I think more than anything else, you find brands that you like, you find blends that you like, and especially when you're looking for maybe the relaxation and the release part of smoking a cigar.
Sure.
Right. The shutting it all down and just kind of taking some time for yourself. You want to get into something that's a bit more comfortable. You want to get into something that you know that you're going to enjoy the experience. You don't necessarily want it to be exploratory. And while, you know, we tend to do this for the basis of giving our opinion and actually getting into the nuts and bolts of a lot of these things,
yeah,
the best part of this episode and this experience in general was to be able to kind of shut all that down.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not smoking a cigar while I'm on my laptop trying to dig up all the facts and ins and outs and, you know, reading through, you know, different tasting profiles and that kind of thing to see if what my experience is matches up to, you know, another person's experience with this. And I have experienced it in the spirit world as well, because you start to find things where, you know what this does, you know how this reacts, you know how it builds in a cocktail and those kind of things. But when somebody puts it in front of you and you have no idea and you're just tasting with all the possibilities in your brain that are available, you have those kind of light bulb moments.
So that goes on to our conversation that we had yesterday, the classic cocktail or the I just pulled this out of my ass.
dude, they're classics for a reason.
They are classics.
Play the hits.
100%. Yeah.
Nobody, so you're saying that Tequila Old Fashioned is a little off profile?
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear you play the B side, dude. Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear your live album.
No.
It's cool. Like, you're welcome to have it, but I'm not going to put it in my CD player and listen to it. You know, but it, to play to your point though, like with these blinds, what we're doing, you know, you, and like I said, if you have not listened to our 5 and 10 mile blinds, please go back. We had a lot of fun and we learned a lot about flavor profiles.
I have today already.
And so it's interesting to watch the progression. So continue to progress. We're going to have a $20, we're going to have a $25, and we might even go into a $40, which, you know, I'm not going to pay for them, but
I'm going to have to take out a loan for that.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a reverse mortgage or something for that. Yeah, we'll just borrow money from Mike. It's cool.
I think the one thing is, I think you're denying yourself the opportunity of moving beyond probably, you know, you are in a brand rut. We've all walked into humidors with, you know, friends or even, you know, just strangers. And we see them, they always go for the exact same brand, the exact same stick. Yeah. That's what I smoke. That's what I like. Yeah. And they'll do that for, you know, 5, 10, 15 years. And I really think you're denying yourself the opportunity to both find some additional things that you enjoy. And I think that, you know, a lot of people shop with the price point. And they're going, I just think these are great sticks for $10. Oh my gosh. You know, how many sticks we know that are really fabulous for $10?
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And, you know, this is one of those things that can help you out. If you walk into, you know, your humidor next time, is to pull one of these things that we have in a blind and, you know, say, wow, I had one of those $15 sticks they talked about on the show. And, you know, both these Espinosa sticks are just, you know, amazing and knockout. So,
Justin, what do you think about these blinds?
It was a great experience. I joined this show to be pushed out of my comfort zone and try new stuff.
Oh, we're gonna push you out. Yeah,
we're gonna push you real good.
Well, let's get right to Justin's cigar here, so we can have enough time to cover the last two.
Yeah, let's go, Justin. What'd you got? Well, just tell us binder filler.
Yeah, binder filler wrapper, real quick.
So, Nicaraguan. Country of origin, Nicaraguan wrapper. It was, let's see here.
Is it a Puro?
Is it a Puro? Yeah.
No, it's a Maduro.
No, a Puro means all three leaves the same region. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's a Puro.
Wow.
So who's got some guesses on what his cigar is?
A Puro that is press box Maduro.
I will full disclosure, he sent me the cigars
with
for this.
The band on them.
Yeah. So,
oh, well, you don't count.
So I'm not going to guess on what the cigar is. I know it's a cigar.
Next. Benjamin, how about it?
Man, I had no idea. Honestly, you know, it could have been AJ Fernandez or Espinosa, just from the construction and the wrapper and the appearance. You know, this thing for me had like a really like rustic feel. It's kind of claro, so like a red shade to the wrapper as well.
Mm.
But I couldn't put my finger. But if I had to guess, I would say AJ Fernandez.
If you, Mike, don't guess this cigar, something is wrong.
A press box Maduro with tons of smoke.
Ooh, was it smoky?
Yes, it was. Wow.
Wrong playlist.
Man.
Ooh, what's this?
Well,
what's in the box?
Yeah, man. Wish I had a really good guess. It's, you know, I'm looking at the rest of my notes here. I'm like, man, I should really get close to this. I don't know why I want to say it's Fuente, but it's not. I give up.
You give up?
I give up. Yeah.
Justin, you win today, sir.
Oh, man.
This
is probably one of my favorite cigars.
Win today at life. You just take this and get in that pool and just swim around and enjoy your life right now.
All right.
As the artist says, all I do is win, win, win.
Yep. So what's the big reveal?
It's a Padron.
Oh, my goodness.
Hot dog.
For all that.
Which Padron? Tell them which Padron.
Oh, man. 1932.
Well, you've got the box. It's... I believe it's the 1927 Maduro.
Maduro. Which, yeah. What have we talked about all week long?
He's stealing these out of my out of my stash. Okay, so like for the last month, you know, yeah. So I led a cigar tasting for a charity event, and
I took one of them from him. By the way,
and I was grateful to bring a few back home with me, but I only wound up with one because somebody was like, you know,
those banned once again.
I smoke one and I'm a thief. Ooh.
Yeah, for sure. I did press box Maduro, tons of smoke when lit. You know, it's pretty woody, mellowed a bit, but that earthy wood kind of, you know, hung around, you know, for this. I was actually glad when this turned, so I cannot believe that I wrote that down.
You hated it. I love it. That's why we do this. I hate this cigar.
I didn't hate it.
We'll never smoke again.
I don't have a rating in front of me. I hated it. It was a very good average, Maduro, it is the way I was looking at it, even though it's not any of those things.
All right, so listen, had I not been privy to what this cigar is, I probably would have guessed this cigar because I've smoked quite a few of these cigars. The box press and the size itself gives it away. So he did the Robusto size, which fantastic box press size. Fantastic box press size. So what are we going to rate it? All right, we'll go with a 4.
Sorry, we left you with the short stick in time here.
That's all right. I got the short stick in the time. So I'm going to tell you guys my cigar. It doesn't give me any information of what the binder filler wrapper is. What do you think it is? Go.
Considering that I wrote like a dog had pissed in a pile of black pepper.
That tracks.
I'm going to skip on guessing.
Justin? What do you think?
It was pretty rough experience.
I feel so bad.
Oh my
now.
When god!
I cut it
once again,
it kind of had little pieces of, the end just kind of like breaking off.
All right, that's your cutter. You need a new cutter, Benjamin.
Didn't get to smoke it. Barger forgot all about me on this one.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't. I accidentally got drunk and smoked yours. I'm sorry.
I did not get to smoke. Though I have had it before.
I told you what it was.
And this is where the show turns, but
yeah.
I love this cigar.
I absolutely love this cigar. So, this cigar is an LE expression from Elusion.
Of course.
I really love Elusion cigars. You should have guessed that, you silly nitwit. Yes. You should have guessed it. This is called the Group of Five.
Of course, I've had that cigar plenty of times.
It's a great cigar, and it's a 5x52.
Not according to my notes.
Well, apparently it's dog water.
No. It was dog piss on a pile of black pepper.
Oh, well, there we go.
Don't ask me how I know what that smells. Yeah,
so that is in his flavor wheel. It's a little thing. It's got smell.
It's his personal flavor wheel.
Yeah, it's personal. We don't talk about it. So they come in a box of 15, and it's 5x50. Now, it says online, the first series of Illusion of the LE cigars is the one-off Black Robusto, which is made with tobaccos grown from entirely unique seed from Eduardo Fernandez Farms in Nicaragua. Dion liked the tobacco so much that he set aside 25 bales of Seco, 4 and 5 primings. The bales have been resting for 3 years. Now the tobacco is ready to present to the world. Tasting notes are sweet caramel, flinty, an exotic spice finish. All tobaccos personally selected, graded, and blended by Dion Gilotti.
Giulio.
Yeah, now I know Giulio, why.
I'm horrible with names. It's fine. I apologize
for
ruining
it. It's like a dog and pissed on a pile of black pepper.
So
I have a few more notes about Barger Cigar here. You know,
what is this
natural
foul sorcery?
That's for sure. Robusto, I actually wrote down. It's actually disgusting at first. I actually wrote that word down, disgusting at first. It calmed down in the middle. It's still spicy. Hint of mint. It was this,
I think you were just mad that I was out driving you that day.
Borderline complex. No, I had this long before we hit that low moment. Lots in capital, big, lots of line touch ups along the way. It was right dead in the middle average. Oof. For me.
Would you keep it in the console of your car?
He kept it in the trunk of the Mercedes.
I will say that I have had a lot of Illusions with you, and I'm not an Illusion fan. I know you are, and it's just not my jam. And
we can't all be perfect, Mike, but then we'll talk about it. We'll fix it in post. It's fine.
We'll see how well you rate out of this. So Justin, it's just Justin and me, right?
You better put those fingers down, sir. What did you think about the cigar? Just go ahead and throw it out there.
So, flat flavor. I was looking forward for it to be done at the end.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
I'm not blinding with you people anymore. What do we got a rating here?
You don't get to vote.
Oh, I get to vote?
You don't
what
get
you
to
talking
vote.
About?
It's your cigar.
Well, okay, well, I'm not giving it a 2. This is horrible. Like, you and Justin don't matter here. Come on now. We'll give it a... all right. If my vote doesn't matter...
It makes it a 3.
It does not.
Give it a 3. We'll give it a 3.
How do you have 2 2s and a 3 to round up to... Oh, my God.
Oi. You're killing me.
Oi.
You're killing me. Well, listen, I think that you guys...
2 winners and a dud.
I think that you and Justin are wrong, and you will not be in the next episodes.
Fair enough.
So, listen, I had a great time with you guys doing these blinds, and I really
think that
it's important to continue on sharing these laughs and these journeys, especially over a leaf. So,
you'll never give me another Illusion.
Well, I probably will not.
Yeah, that ship has sailed. Yeah,
but listen, we all have
lots
a good night.
Piss.
Good old boy Benjamin, thank you for being here.
Hey man, thanks for having me. Smoke them if you got them, folks.
Good old boy Mike, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this less than stellar episode of Sips and Smokes. We have lots of others that are really awesome. Come check them out, and I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Justin,
thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to sign off with saying, smoke whatever you want to smoke, as long as it's legal.
Maybe it was like lots of dogs pissing on the same pile of pepper. You know, that's what made it complex.
You know, I wonder if your little Shih Tzu got into your cigar stash.
A little bit of Cocker Spaniel, a little bit of dachshund.
Yeah,
you know,
that little dog.
It was like a complex blend of dog piss.
Was that a Beveda pack or a pee pad?
Well, that could have been the pee pad. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see y'all next time.